Hello and welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. This episode is kind of overshadowed by what's going on in the world at the moment, and I don't want to drag us down any further or spread negative energy, so I'm not going to say a lot about this, other than different people choose different approaches to the current situation and how they are going about their content. There are some people who talk about the topic of war a lot. Others don't mind it a lot and just keep up their everyday life. It's kind of hard to position yourself as a content creator, to be honest, but I think my approach is to address it right now and say that what's going on is really terrible and should stop as soon as possible. And then just go about what I was going to talk about anyway. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about online dating. It's kind of a recurring theme in this entire podcast because it's a recurring theme in my personal life. I'm being completely honest here. I got Tinder last year and I documented it in my 30th episode, Tinderina, if you want to check that out. Then I created another episode, episode 42, about my experience in OkCupid. And now I have tried Bumble. And I have to say, Tinder was crazy. OkCupid was kind of weird. And Bumble is actually what I've been looking for. It's really this platform that gives power to women because women are the ones who have to initiate the conversation if there is a match. And I kind of like it. It's kind of a little bit of a burden, to be honest, but I don't have a problem taking the first step, so it's not really a problem for me, other than, you know, my struggle with creative intros because most of the time I just write, hey, name, and then I ask them how they are doing and or what they're doing. Not creative, I know, but some profiles allow for a little more interaction because there are more information on there, so you can actually ask a question or, you know, point out that you have the same interest or something like that. But when the profile is kind of, yeah, a little empty, then it's hard to figure out something that you have in common with the other person, obviously. So, yeah. But I really like this app. I like the people on there because they seem more normal than on Tinder. On Tinder, there was kind of everything or everyone, and it was a little bit too intense for me, to be honest. And then on OkCupid, I just didn't like the concept at all that random people could send you intros even though you were not matching with them and you weren't actually interested in getting to know them. It was kind of annoying. And the whole platform just didn't do it for me. I don't want to talk about that platform. I want to talk about Bumble. I really like the fact that you can also look for friends, which is so interesting and so refreshing, so you can change the mode that you're in. And I can totally recommend this platform to anyone and everyone. This time, I'm approaching this whole thing a lot more chill than I did with Tinder. Tinder was an intense experience because I used it very intensely. It was the first time for me trying online dating ever, so it was kind of, yeah, I just wanted to have a very intense experience, so to say, and invested a lot of time in it. This time around, I'm just a lot more chill, and it's kind of integrated in my everyday life, and I don't need the distraction, so to say, that I maybe needed when I had Tinder. So this time around, how many times can you stay Tinder in one episode? This is, it's like a free ad for that app, which I didn't intend. But yeah, of course, one thing that's the same across all platforms I've tried so far was the swiping aspect. I think we can't do without, but we can't do with it either. it's not good for us to be constantly swiping through people and profiles, and it just, I don't know. There needs to be an alternative. I can't really figure one out, but maybe there are some smart people who already have. It really gets frustrating after a while. And that's the moment I always stop when I feel like I can't swipe through one more profile, then I just stop. And I would recommend that to everyone. I think I've said everything I wanted to say about online dating already, so I won't repeat myself. It's just that it really depends on how you are using those platforms, and it depends on your intention. Your intention is really important, and being clear on what you're looking for, who you're looking for, really helps a lot, because otherwise you're just mindlessly swiping. I mean, for me, it's a mix between curiosity, wanting to know how that platform, in that case Bumble, is actually when using it, and the other aspect is trying to find a partner, and maybe it'll work out that way. I don't know, like, life is weird, so maybe I'll just bump into the right person at a moment I don't expect it, or meet someone again I already know. We don't know, but we'll see. I feel like in this episode I'm just mindlessly bumbling. And maybe that's a good thing, I don't know, for this topic. I want to finish off this episode here and just say, follow your heart. No matter if you're online dating, or dating in real life, online in another way, I have no idea what's possible. Probably a lot of things. but anyway, really stay true to yourself, stay true to your inner voice, your intuition. And when you meet a person whom you click with on many different levels, then appreciate that connection. Appreciate the fact that those connections don't happen really often, that they're very rare. And maybe go after that one special connection, if there is one in your life. I'm potentially speaking from experience. Oh, this could be like another 3 episodes if I went into this. I'm not going to go there right now. I'm just going to say thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can rate my entire podcast over there as well. And I'd be super happy if you did. Other than that, I'm going to catch you next week with a very special episode. Oh, next week's episode, make sure to tune in. It's going to be so, so special. All right. Take care. Bye.